With Election Day just over a week away, we're going to be taking a closer look at candidates in the region who are running in contended races. We begin with Congressman Richard Hanna, running against Dan Lamb. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with first-term Congressman Hanna, who has fashioned himself as a centrist in an increasingly divided Congress. They spoke about the economic fiscal cliff the country is facing after the election, fracking, and more.
Congressman Hanna, let me start out by asking how your campaign's going and what you think the most important thing is you need to impart to the voters so that they'll reelect you.
Well, one of the great things about being in office for 2 years is you have a record. And I'd encourage people to look at our record, see what they think about it. I believe it's well-balanced to performance and representation. I am one of two members of Congress. Every time I take a vote, I stay late at night sometimes, and I write down an explanation for that vote.
Obviously, there's the fiscal cliff coming up, which has gotten a lot of press. What do you think? Do you think that can be avoided? President Obama said in the debate that it wasn't going to happen. And what would be your recipe for making sure we don't fall off that fiscal cliff?
It was never supposed to take place, this sequestration. Clearly, the Bush tax cuts are going to be something that'd be talked about. And I'm one of the few members who has always said, even 2 years ago, that part of the solution for this is going to be raising taxes on some people. It's impossible at the rate of growth that we have to imagine anything else. So I think sequestration, that somehow they'll manage to put it off and hopefully come to some solution in the next few months.
Do you think Washington is too divided and not practical enough?
Well, not practical enough. They're not as solution-driven, and there's a lot of ideologues. The guy I'm running against, Mr. Lamb, is an extreme left guy, and I understand his position, but you can't be against gas, the Keystone Pipeline, coal, in favor of cap and trade, and live in a community. The Northeast, we spend 25% of the country's heating oil here. We already have the highest energy costs in the country or among them. How does that make him a good representative of the middle class? I haven't come out in favor of fracking. I think the science should decide. It shouldn't be a political decision. And certainly nobody wants to hurt groundwater in any way. And
what would you like to tell voters who are making up their mind before they head to the polls on Election Day?
That I view myself as a good listener. I care about my community. I understand the economy. I built a business here. I've had hundreds of employees. I'm a guy who came from nothing. I put myself through college, did well, worked hard, understand what it means to be personally responsible for the outcomes of my life, accepted that and made good choices. And I'm trying every day in Congress to make good choices so their kids and my kids can do the same. It's just that simple. And you know what else? It isn't treason to be thoughtful and cross the aisle and find solutions. Compromise is not treason. It was never intended to be thought of that way. And I certainly don't think of it that way. But it's tough sometimes being in a place where some people, not the majority, but some people on the extremes view it that way.